the podcast.
Hey, Paddy Moore Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, 29th of July. And big Justin Avendano, he features twice with his sports report first.
He features everywhere he goes.
Oh, he does.
He's just a standout.
BBL champion twice over, but he's got the latest in sport. But also, we looked at what your partner throws out.
Justin
stuck around.
Yeah, to dig a hole for himself.
Holy, that's what he did. As well as that, we have got news we can review. Oh, weren't they gorgeous
today? Team were sharp.
Absolutely. And also, we're having a look at the week that wasn't here at Triple M. What
have
we got?
Rewind.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M. We have to have a listen to our week that wasn't.
Cool, rewind.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's weekly rewind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Flight 107.7. For your comfort, please make sure seatbelts are fastened and get your air sick bags out as we listen to more of Paddy and Rob Palmer.
This week, producer Chloe moved from Cessnock to Kingcumber.
Moving is one of the biggest pains in the ever.
I do work with you every day, so I'm
good
used
point.
To pains in the
Good point taken.
Oh, okay. Chloe, I knew I liked you.
Chloe may not be in Kingcumber after today, anyway.
Gavin from Saratoga called. Very nice of you, Gav, to welcome Chloe to Kingcumber. 2251 respect, as they say.
She's now Queen of Kingcumber, and she's moved from Cessnock, and her dentist was really upset because she had the best teeth in Cessnock, apparently.
That wouldn't be hard, that would it?
The big issue this week was the Manly Seven refusing to wear the Pride jersey. Ben from Bluehaven called with news from another NRL club.
Hey, I've got breaking news regarding the Roosters now.
Yes.
We've got 8 players who have ruled themselves out because they're vegetarian and they don't want to wear the Steggles jersey.
Alcohol and gambling sponsorship came under the spotlight. Neil from Terrigal called.
On the other hand, Rob won't do anything if it's not involved with alcohol or gambling.
Touché. I'm standing down now, Neil.
All right, Neil.
I'm off to the kitchen for a drink.
Alan Drone said all NRL clubs are happy with jersey sponsors for the next round of footy.
All players have said they are able to return for round 21.
Right.
And no one is concerned about what sponsor will be on their jersey.
Whose sponsorship will we see, Big Al?
It's vibrating toys at Love Honey. And that's not something you'll find in a cereal box,
no,
is it? Anywho,
right,
Buster.
And here's the weekly shoulder update.
No Glenn femoral effusion.
Correct pronunciation. Can we get a doctor? If you're a doctor, just give us a call and tell us what these big words are, please.
Yeah.
It's like reading the back of a shampoo bottle. You go, what the bloody hell, when you read that?
As any normal person supposed to know what's going on there?
Paddy had his camera out again, a box brownie from 1957.
Stay there. Let me take a picture of you.
Just yeah.
Best side.
This side. Hang on, one more. Just okay. Let me suck it in.
I will send that to Bobby Holland Hanton. And if he thinks you have got what it takes to be Chris Hemsworth's double, you're the man.
Thank you.
And Anthony overseas, he called to talk about the pomp and pageantry of the 47th Australian Parliament.
It's a ceremony of grandeur today.
Is it?
We've got Sally Smithfield playing the spoons.
Wow.
Also Sven,
yeah.
Smithhausen.
Yeah.
We'll be belting Smithhausen number on the sitar.
What?
Let's not confuse sitar with sitar. The sitar, it's an
Indian
string instrument with 13 sympathetic strings.
There was, however, some confusion throughout the week, even when it came to songs being played on the air.
On time. Brilliant. He does
very close.
Not.
It sounds more and more like Steve Winwood every time I hear it.
That was Steve Winwood.
Maybe that confusion was because it was the final. This is so sad. Week of Neighbours.
What time is it on? I might watch. I can't watch it tonight. I've got a bingo.
Last night it was on from 7:30 till 8 o'clock. It went for an hour and a half.
7:30 till 8 o'clock is only a half an hour.
Sorry, it went from.
You said from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, that's a half an hour.
No, it went
Is it from 6:30?
No, it went from 7 to
7,
I don't 8:30. Know where it went from.
Hang on, I want to write it down so I can watch it.
I watched half an hour of it.
And to round off the week, yet more chat about Neighbours.
Yes.
Shane Ramsay is one of the Ramsay family and Paul Robinson. It was always the Robinsons versus the Ramsay.
Oh,
remember?
Is this like in...
And you found out why last night.
Romeo and Juliet.
You found out what? Yes, it is. The Capulets versus the whatever their name was. and you found out why the Ramsays and the Robinsons were so off each other.
Who owned the bar?
Because they... At some stage today, I'd like you to let me finish a sentence and you might get your information.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M. If you want to hear more of Paddy and Rob Palmer, you can get the boys on the free listener app, LISTNR. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Now, the last thing you need is another reason to take a day off. I'm just saying. And...
Mate,
I'd like to ask.
I had one day off last week, which you did as well, Coulson.
It's okay, it's okay.
And then the week before,
don't overdo it. Okay. Don't overdo it. I don't want you. Don't you falling to pieces on me? Now,
I am not known as because of you, me. Everybody's
got a part. You and your cronies have knocked that up. Okay, so now there are 72% of people who admit to having, and I reckon you're one of these.
Mm.
Having more photos on their phone of their pet than their partner or
correct.
Family.
Correct. Absolutely.
And you would fall into that category.
Yeah. And the last picture I took was Bear, my little toy poodle, in bed. And, oh, he's just gorgeous. Look at that, Chloe, our producer. He is so just, oh.
I hear more about how gorgeous your dog is than I do about anyone else in your life.
But you know what?
Just so.
Animals are so much better than people. You know that. Or some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you guys are all right.
Don't know.
You guys are all right.
Okay, thanks. So in Ireland now, there are growing calls for employees to be given compassionate leave if their pet dies.
And I agree with that.
Really?
My brother takes days off.
Are we getting a little bit soft?
No, absolutely not. Your pets are your kids, man. I know you don't think Wal is as good as the other dog.
No, he's not.
No, I know. We're Bear, and if anything happened to Bear or Taco, I wouldn't be in the next day.
You'd be upset. You might need a hug at work.
No.
Are you serious? You would take the day off
next
day?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I would. Oh, absolutely.
Unpaid. Because there's no compassionate leave for dogs dying.
Dog or a cat, but where do you draw the line? Like, what if someone's fish is dead?
Oh, my fish. No. Oh, my God.
You know, I've got to say, cats are nothing.
Oh,
cats are hopeless.
Fish. Oh, see? There you go.
Or like rabbits or guinea pigs and stuff like that.
Cats.
Hermit crabs.
Kill birds and all that sort of stuff.
I know it's not right.
They don't have a bell around their neck.
I know we encourage people to open up and talk when things are concerning them.
Mm.
But if your pet dies and you have a day off, surely it's...
No, I
surely
agree
that's over the top.
Nope, not at all.
133353, just
okay.
In case.
All right, yeah, all right, we'll see.
Snap poll.
Yeah, let's do that as a snap poll. And honestly, if Bear, has anything happened to Bear or Taco, I would not be here the next day. No way, absolutely not.
I'd find it harder to go to work with a hangover.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Hey, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, we thought we had a bat at Terrigal Lagoon a while back.
Oh, truly, something worse happened.
Remember the big band did the poo in the lagoon song?
Yeah, shite in the lagoon, actually
and
did.
That's it. I was trying not to say the SH word. But anyway,
I said shite.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Take an E off and it is. Anyway, there are concerns Aussie triathletes could have to swim through raw sewage on their way to a medal at the Commonwealth Games.
Birmingham.
The Environment Agency.
This happened at the Olympic Games.
Has revealed that the Severn Trent water spilt raw sewage into Sutton Park last year, and sewage could have been dumped into the water system without anyone knowing for 314 days.
Oh, God.
Would you
swinging past
would you do it?
Oh, bloody Mars bar.
There's no way I'm getting in that race.
No way. No way. Or kissing a competitor when they've won. No.
Triathlon and all the splashing around. Something's bound to get in your mouth.
Oh. Well, they have the next one in someone's toilet. Oh, there we go. So that's what's happened.
Yep.
All right. Well, just two things quickly. What about these parents, kids and staff? They went to the school in Victoria's North after closing, went on, I think, Wednesday or whatever, on Thursday morning, actually. That was yesterday. You know what went into? They've realised that the school had been placed into administration. A school into administration. They've shut it down. Don't know. Well,
This is like government-run public school.
I don't think it's a government-run. It's a private one. And they just said, no, the school's closing down. Cheer, kids, Year 3 to 10 will finish on today.
Kids are going, you beauty!
And the school will try to stay open a little longer for years 11 to 12. But the school, I've never heard of a school being placed into administration.
You beauty! There we beauty.
Go. Oh, wouldn't you be cheering? Oh, honestly, you
mate,
would.
You
would be cheering.
We used to just pray for it to hit 40 degrees so they'd send us home. But this is a new level
altogether.
That
is a new thing. And the other thing I want to look at, no one watched the Neighbours final last night.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Someone, please back me in.
We've had no one call this morning because you did, and you kept texting me.
It was you know who wasn't there?
Who?
Henry.
Yeah, I know.
Craig McLaughlin.
Wasn't there.
Yeah. He did a great little video.
Yeah.
I like it.
About it. But you know what? I read somewhere this morning that you could still tell all these actors weren't there and they were just doing different shots and putting them all together.
Of course they couldn't all be there.
Yeah, just saying.
You know, they did because they did video messages at the wedding, Tony's 15th wedding.
But they're apparently on the balcony. Charlene and Scott were perched on the balcony with Jane, Paul and Harold.
They were still on the balcony.
And Mike was supposed to be there, but there was only a separate shot, so Mike wasn't there, by Guy Pearce.
Obviously, Guy Pearce had another movie to make.
Dodgy.
And some people's calendars didn't work.
Dodgy Neighbours finale.
It was not dodgy at all.
We have not had one person call us today that had watched it.
The best.
No.
It was it was a trip down memory lane and you just go, there's a flashback from 86, 87, 88.
Everyone,
go, yes,
everyone was watching the footy. Everyone was watching Manly taking on the Roosters.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Don't say another word about that N-word, Neighbours. Don't mention...
People will remember where they were.
Don't you say any more. I've had enough of it all morning. As soon as you came in at 4 o'clock this morning.
I was excited.
Did you watch it? I said, mate, I got your text last night. Yeah. All right, we're not allowed to say it anymore on the Coast Zone 107.7.
Mum's with me.
See, that's the demo.
No phone call from Mum.
No. Boswell Shower. Did she watch all of it? Did your mum watch
it? No, I think she had to get up early.
Possible Shower and 15 on the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M. Oh, normality has returned to Triple M. Justin Avendano, thank God you are here. Good morning, mate.
What is going on in here? It's craziness. You guys are drinking at 7 a.m. You're talking about Neighbours.
That's non-alcoholic beer.
It's non-alcoholic.
It's gorgeous. It's like a beer that you can have any time of the day or night. And
it's not too bad.
Keep telling yourselves whatever you guys want. It's 7 a.m. Stop drinking. We can hear it in Paddy's voice.
The flavour.
He's like, it goes real well with lots of medicine.
It was Vicks Vapor Drops.
Yeah. Swing by Bateau Bay Cellars for a free sample today or tomorrow.
Now, mate, all the controversy last night, because Manly, they took on the Roosters. What did you think of the game, buddy?
Look, they've had a horrible press run lately, Manly, for what's been on. It's been an absolute debacle. But I'll tell you what, 20 to 10, I thought Manly held in really well. Now, for people who watch, it was a scrappy game. There are lots of errors, lots of penalties. So on a Thursday night, it wasn't the best footy match to watch, but I give it to Manly. They tried hard and they had it. The exciting thing about all this is you got to see a lot of new talent. And one of them was Zach Fulton, who's Bob Fulton's grandson.
You know, the second
immortal.
So cool to see.
So he was like a mix of, no one's really seen him, but he was like a mix of Brandon Smith and sort of Jake Trbojevic. He was incredibly tough, tackles hard. He was a great personality, did a really good interview afterwards. So he could be one to watch out in the future. I think he's 19 or 20 years old. So he's really exciting to watch.
And the Manly Seven, who pulled out last night and said, I'm not going to wear the jersey, said, oh, they'll do it next year.
Yeah, so there was reports yesterday. They had a massive meeting and they said that the reason they were upset was because they weren't consulted about the issues. So they said, potentially next year, we're happy to wear the jersey if we get all the right information. So, look, I don't want to get political. I don't want to get into it, but it's a bit of a mess.
Hey, look, and that's the thing. If it surprises you, it's just not palatable when it surprises you. If my wife says to me, we're going to the mall right now, I go, oh, God, give me some warning, please, and I can adjust to it.
Yeah, we had something similar in the Sixers Big Bash. We had a couple of years of the Pride round, and we had people coming, talk to us. We went to Mardi Gras. It was an absolutely awesome event, but we got consulted for a long time beforehand. So I think that's just where Manly went wrong. They didn't really discuss it with the players.
Do you reckon those seven players watched the final Neighbours last night, or did they watch
the... Well, they were meant to go to the game, but then they got pulled out because of security issues.
Yeah, because Neighbours was on.
That is an awful show.
Now, the game tonight, this is a good one, Parramatta versus Panthers. You might have to
to rethink your tips.
Yeah, well, there's a couple injuries. So Parramatta have been the only team to beat Penrith this year. Now, Jerome Luai's out for 6 weeks with a meniscus injury in his knee, and Stephen Crichton's also out after his laceration, I believe, through his ear.
After his luster what?
Laceration. Just, laceration. Sorry, I mumbled a little bit there. I've had too many beers this morning.
That's no alcohol. That's not alcoholic, that one. Cheers, another one.
So it's going to be a cracking game. And then Melbourne are playing the Warriors beforehand as well. Now, Melbourne, they've lost four in a row, so this is going to be interesting. They need to win. If they lose against the Warriors,
they won't lose
you can
against
pretty
the
much rule their season out. Their back line, they've still got some really good players. They've got Munster, Hughes, Grant, and they've got an incredible forward pack, but they've got no backs. And now they've got Norfoluma coming over from the Tigers, but they need some help. Their outside centres and wingers are not the great at the
back. Are the Warriors going to roll them?
Oh no!
You can't
in Auckland.
No, mate. No way.
You never know. You never know. Four in a row. They're in a bad mindset.
I am coming.
Warriors come out strong.
Second last on the tipping comp. Just letting you know.
Hey, what's the latest in cricket, JA?
Yeah, so in cricket, so the new Big Bash draft is coming out for all international players. Now, this is huge news. So the South African Tour of Australia that was meant to be played in January has just been cancelled. South Africa's pulled out, which means the Australian players are now going to be for the first time available for most of the tournament at the back end of the Big Bash, which is great. So Steve Smith, David Warner, Pat Cummins, Maxwell Stoinis, they're all going to be available for a lot longer, which is great. And also the international talent. So now we got Pakistan involved, South Africans involved, England players involved. There's over 1,000 players who have entered themselves into the draft. So it's just going to make a more exciting BBL, which for a few years now has been, you know, the IPL gets all the big players. The Caribbean Cricket League even gets some big players. Why aren't they coming to Australia? Because of poor scheduling. So now that we got this advantage of Australia pulling out, or South Africa pulling out of the Australian series, we're going to have a killer Big Bash this year, which means I probably won't play.
Oh, so we will not ever be able to say Justin Avendano, BBL current player.
No. It'll be retired into Triple M.
Still a two-time champion.
Yeah, mate. And we've got some golf news with a local bloke.
Yeah, so there's this Live Golf Series in the Saudi Golf League that's been talked about. Their event starts tonight in Donald Trump's course in New York City. So it's going to be another exciting tournament. The problem is that it's only a 48-player field, and each week they're signing new and bigger players in the world, top 50, top 100. So what's happening is that some of the guys who started and played the first couple of rounds have now been essentially been dropped. The problem is they're banned from a lot of other tours around the globe, so they can't play golf. And one of them is Blake Windred, who's a Newcastle boy. He's an absolute legend of a bloke. So he's made his $300,000 in 2 weeks. So he's had a pretty good run, but now he's banned. And there's no considerable future of how long until that gets lifted, or if it will ever get lifted. So
the UAE have fished him in.
Yeah.
Ostracised him from the world of golf outside of their tournament, promised all this big money, and then dropped him.
Yeah, and that was a concern, is that the start, the first few weeks of the tournaments, they only had a few big listings. So they had to get in some local young talent, some really good young golfers throughout the world to get the field going.
Yep.
But now that they've signed a lot of big players, these players are now missing out. There's about 8 or 9 who have now been dropped, and they can't go play golf. There's no tours for them. So the Australian schedule's not on yet. So they're welcome back in Australia. But there's no big events on in Australia right now till the summer. So he's now in Europe just practicing. He can't play golf, so he's not making any money. So it is tough. And just also a quick shout out, Mick Lamaro, who runs the Central Coast Junior Golf Association. He sent me a message saying, hey, there's a big event at Shelley Beach this week. It's the Jack Newton Golf Invitational. It's a Greg Chalmers Classic. It's the best Australian junior golfers around here, and they're playing at Shelley. We've got some really good, we've got 26 young juniors going well. And one of them is Riley Millers, who's an absolute star. I've played a lot of golf with him. So I'll be rooting for you, Riley. Good luck, and good luck to all our Central Coast golfers.
Thank you, Justin Avendano. Thank you for coming in, mate. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Were you reading a story about this?
Oh, yeah. Well, it can happen by accident when your partner throws stuff out. There was a bloke who had a stash of savings in a cardboard box, and his wife began collecting recyclables in the home so she could, you know, exchange for that, you know, hand in your recyclables, get an exchange for a fee.
Yeah.
And she's picked up the cardboard box, thought it was a recyclable, chucked it out. $2,000 in it.
Oh, what did you? That's what we're looking for this morning.
Just unhappy.
Yeah, what did your partner throw out? 133353. And Justin Avendano, our sports guy, he said, I've got to stick around because I want to tell a story, Justin. What's happened, mate?
So pretty much now, I just have to say first, I do love my wife.
Of course you do.
like we all do.
that's given.
In our wedding vows, I actually said, when she cleans, she turns into this rage monster. It was in the vows, so no one can have a go at me, right?
Yeah. I married a sister.
Yeah, and when she cleans, she just throws everything away. So if she just gets in one of these moods once every 2 to 3 months, she'll do the cleaning. And the other day, she threw out a pair of dirty shoes I did landscaping in. They were $280 pair of gel Kayanos.
But just dirty.
But they were dirty in the laundry. So she goes, I just thought they were messy, so I threw them in the bin. I was like, are you kidding? That's expensive. She throws out all my socks, all my undies. If it's in her way, it's in the bin. And it's like, as I said, I love my wife, but if you're listening, Zoe, sort it out.
Gets the devil horns on when she cleans.
And listen, also, is there a psychologist listening? 133353, I think we've got a new patient.
Yeah.
Mate, but I'm
you get plenty of money out of us.
133353, Kelly from Baddow Bay, morning.
G'day, Kelly.
Good morning.
Okay, what happened?
Come on, what'd your partner throw out?
My resume.
Oh, yeah, but that should have been on file, shouldn't it?
Don't you just print another one?
No. I had mine in like a nice file. It looked like it was a book. I had a big, big picture of my dog on the front and I had extras and everything.
What,
and
a picture of your dog on the resume?
On the folder.
Oh, like on the folder, Paddy.
Oh, all right. I thought,
please.
And I even, when I saw it happen, I was like, like everything was in there. It was all smick and from school all the way up. And I'm like,
he threw everything out.
You mean like
a loser?
You mean like
a lot out, but I mucked up because it was in the bin. I was like, yeah, all right, I've got a few days. I must remember to go back there. Well, by the time I remembered, I even pulled the bin out. Still forgot I had things to do. Yeah, but went ta ta ta. I was more worried not about all the other stuff. It was the character references. I was like,
I threw the lot out. Okay, control. Yeah, okay, you're not crying.
Do you enjoy scrapbooking?
Yeah, I think that's what he thought it was.
Thanks for that, Cal. We've got Bronwyn Y on. G'day, Bronny.
G'day, Bronny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. What did your partner throw out?
39 years ago when I had my first son, my husband threw out my engagement ring and wedding ring accidentally.
I gave
it to him and he wrapped it up in a tissue and put it in his pocket just so I didn't leave it, you know, in the birthing units. And then the next day he come back and I said to him, I said, did you bring my wedding ring and engagement ring? And he goes, I didn't have it. And I said, you did. You took it and put it in the tissue. He put it in the bin because he went to wash his pants when he got home and thought it was just rubbish.
I threw it out.
And
idiot.
The bin went out that night.
Those rings are overrated anyway. They really are.
That is not on. Oh.
You lost them?
Luckily, I did get another set bought for me.
Oh, well, listen.
Waiting for me when I got home from having my son.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll give you a $100 every plate voucher as well there, Bronny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Won't buy you another engagement ring, but it will give you Australia's budget-friendly meal kit, helping Aussies take control of meal planning and their weekly food budget.
Thank you, Bronny. Enjoy that.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, morning Central Coast. For the last 3 days, we have been following their journey. 11 men from the Central Coast on Tuesday.
11 Maddies.
11 Maddies. They set off to the Gold Coast and return on a scooter, virtually. It's a Yamaha 125cc. So not going real fast.
They must be close to a limp.
Yeah. To see how they're going, one of the Maddies involved is Benny from Two Wheel Obsession. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, Ben.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Nah, not too bad, mate.
Oh, you sound fresh.
Oh, mate, we've been on the bike for half an hour now. We're at Yarrawa, and -4, mate, when we jumped on this morning.
Holy jeez, that's cold. That is cold.
Yeah, let you know you're alive, mate, that's for sure.
So yesterday, because you made your way up to the Gold Coast, all on the scooters, you went from Gold Coast Casino last night, was that right?
No, we stopped at Armidale, mate. We did Gold Coast yesterday through the Grafton and then over to Armidale, and mate, rolled into Armidale and it is freezing. There's ice everywhere. So it's not the most fun I've ever had on a motorbike, that's for sure.
Mark from Anytime Fitness with you. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, yeah. This is it, the last leg, buddy.
Were you expecting this much to be this cold? You got your thermals on?
We've got every bit of clothing which we took away with us on at the moment.
And you know what? Because when you're on that little scooter, you just got the breeze just hitting you full on.
Brutal.
Yeah, full on. Mate, it's been a great challenge. Everyone wants to do it again. We've got lots of people interested. We're looking for sponsors next year. We're thinking we need like people like Red Bull to keep us awake. You know, we've got a little bit of chafing from sitting down, so I don't know who could come forward and sponsor that product for us. Maybe you boys have got some
suggestions.
Well, you know,
Paddy loves applying chafe cream.
Well, you know what? I've got some pawpaw ointment in my pocket.
So when
you boys get back. But, my Benny.
Straight from his thighs to his lips, he does it.
Now, but, you know, yeah. You know what? We keep talking about this ride and telling stories about the ride. And I suppose the biggest thing about it is why we're doing it. And we had a good chat about that last night. And, you know, we can't emphasise enough that there's people to listen. And all of us sitting down having a beer last night and telling stories. And that's what it's all about, you know, coming together and mates being there for each other at the end of the day.
Yeah, men's
that's
health
it.
Week.
And not
yeah.
just telling a story for the sake of a laugh or to be the, you know, to have for a punchline. It's a story to get the message across and a story so that someone can listen and a story so someone can offer their hand or offer their help to you. Because sometimes we keep these things inside and we don't realise how much a chat can help us.
Absolutely, mate. Look, we've had a lot of time on these bikes to think about certain things and, you know, just a quick one. I lost one of my best mates racing motorbikes 6 years ago, and I also lost one of my best mates again to suicide 2 years ago. So, you know, it's hitting home at the moment. It really is, that's for sure.
And, mate, thank you to all the businesses. You've got 11 businesses there. Anytime Fitness, Mark is associated with it. Two Wheels Obsession U, Fine Form Transport, Hog's Breath, Tagra, Bellyfish Cafe, Terrigal, ELN Ford, Principal Outdoor Living, and Goldie's Trailer. So all were associated with those companies, rode those bikes, hey?
Oh, mate, look, everyone's dug deep. These boys here, and this is what I don't know if people understand, they all threw in, you know, $3,500 for their own bikes. They all bought the bikes. They've all paid for their own accommodation, their own beers, their own breakfast. There's not a cent that we haven't raised that's not going towards it. We've funded this ourselves and...
Yeah.
And, mate, we can't wait to do it again. It's been awesome.
All right, mate. Well, listen, you're nearly home, only another 8 hours away.
No, you're not nearly home. You're a long way off.
No, you're nearly home. Tell them they're nearly home. And, mate, we might speak to you Monday just to wrap up to see how you went, okay?
Yep, mate. Sounds good. Can't wait, guys.
Yeah, Benny from Two Wheel Obsession, Marky from Anytime Fitness. Thank you, boys. And Lifeline, that number, if you ever need to reach out, the number to call is 13 11 14. Yeah, they're doing a great job, the lads.
So good.
They should do a victory lap. That's right. What I'm reckon.
The lakes may look frozen, but they're not. Don't walk on them, boys.
Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
The big news story this week would have to be the Central Coast got a new resident. Do you think?
There's not been much else talked about.
No.
Not in the Triple M lunchroom anyway.
No, not at all. So I think the boys, the new desk is ready. The set's pretty
sharp.
Cool.
Look nervous today.
Yeah, they've got three new light bulbs and they've painted it. You point them in because I think they're ready to go,
mate.
Are
you guys ready? Yeah, they're nodding.
News Week in Review. Good morning. I'm Roger Rogering.
And I'm Roger's brother, Dodger Rogering.
Good morning, Dodger.
Hello, Roger.
Triple M's producer, Miss Chloe, has moved from the thriving metropolis of Cessnock into the postcode of 2251 Kincumber. Chloe has said she brings to this fine Central Coast suburb many Cessnock traits, including wearing socks with sandals, Ugg boots to the supermarket, and as many body piercings humanly possible. The Prime Minister says she should be welcomed.
It's important that in Australian society we respect everyone for who they are.
Miss Chloe, producer from Triple M, was only in Kincumber one night when she upset her new neighbour and former poly, John Barilaro. The former Cessnock resident, left her 1,000-watt balcony spotlight on, which beamed into the former politician's bedroom. He allegedly threw a rock at the spotty and was far from impressed.
I'm being absolutely intruded on and harassed. You can see that bright light shining in my bloody face. And people have a right to protect themselves.
Disgraceful.
Nasty.
Two other political news, and the New South Wales Premier has said any person who is working on the new rail lines has to be breath tested for excessive consumption of alcohol after Triple M's producer, Miss Chloe, worked on the network before landing a job on the Central Coast.
Well, you can't run trains like this if you don't have straight tracks. So that's our focus at the moment.
Agree. Mm. And finally to sport. The Panthers coach Ivan Cleary, who is a Kincumber resident, was appalled when he found out that a former Cessnock personality and now Triple M producer Miss Chloe had moved into the property beside his. Cleary said he was miffed as to why a real estate agent gave her approval.
It's just a really bad call. That's how I would look at it.
Yes, agree there. And Cleary was also asked, did he listen to Triple M?
You wrote this, right?
Yeah. Cleary was also asked, did he listen to Triple M's dynamic duo, Paddy and Rob Palmer?
Well, I've never really been a fan, you know, so... Because the mistakes get highlighted more.
Well, they don't Moving make on. Many mistakes after 9 a.m., do they? That's News We Can Review. I'm Roger Rogering.
And I'm Roger's brother, Dodger.
And this weekend, there will be one Central Coast suburb we will be staying clear of.
I get you. I think it begins with the letter K.
And no, I like Campbell.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.